I know what it is, Tolan. I understand you feel that you can serve a better role by serving Spirit. Perhaps that's true. There hasn't been a Spirit Shaper like yourself teaching within the Academy in, well, for a long time.
I promise that eventually I will consider the offer.
I worry that in time you won't have the opportunity to reconsider, she said.
Why not?
She turned her attention back to the portrait, shaping flowing from her.
Only that I fear we will lose something.
She breathed out in a heavy sigh, and Tolan watched her, thinking about the nature of what she had shaped, the nature of the power she pulled upon, and he focused his shaping on the same portrait. When he did, he noticed that the paint seemed to shimmer. It happened slightly, little more than a flickering of the image, enough that Tolan wasn't even sure if it was real or not, but thought it was. As that shimmering faded, retreating back into nothingness, the image drifted back toward the Drazen.
I found something before returning, he said.
The older student?
He looked up. You know?
There aren't many things that come into the Academy that I'm not aware of, Master Ethar.
Tolan smiled. Despite her milky eyes, she still saw everything. I realize he's a little beyond our typical age range, but he has considerable ability.
There are many shapers that have come to the Academy who have had considerable ability. There are many who have come who have no ability.
She glanced over at him, hint of a smile curling her face.
It's not his ability with shaping that brought me to him.
He speaks to the elementals, Master Minden.
She said nothing for a long moment.
Are you certain of this?
I was there. He's connected to Jinnar. He was talking to it, summoning it, and though he doesn't listen, at least according to the Jinnar, he has an ability to reach the elemental.
You have to be careful with that, Tolan. We still struggle with others within the Academy recognizing and accepting the nature of the elementals. When you bring others who can speak to the elementals,
we need to welcome others who can, he said.
I don't disagree with you. In time, that will become increasingly necessary. It's just...
I think their entire village of Telfair knows about the elementals.
Do they?
There's more.
Of course there is.
There was an elemental they were talking to. It was one I've read about, but I haven't seen. Hashin.
She frowned, strolling along the hall before pausing in front of one of the paintings. In it, there was something of a rolling landscape with what appeared to be a hole dug in the ground. As Tolan stared at it, he thought he'd been to this place. There was such a feeling of familiarity, almost as if he recognized it.
Are you sure? Their entire village?
I know what I sensed, he said.
Can you show me?
Of course. I just didn't realize you'd be so intrigued by it.
This elemental is unusual, and if you saw one, it makes me question what else we might find out there. If you would allow me to accompany you, I would like to see what we might be able to determine there.
Tolan glanced over.
It's more than Hashin.
Master Minden nodded.
It is.
You detected the elementals moving.
Of course.
Do you know why?
No, but it's unusual, which is why we should try to understand it.
It's more than the elementals moving,
he said, turning back to the paintings.
I feel something amiss, though I can't quite put my finger on it.
He looked over at her.
As do I, she said softly.